Doug Christie. He's a 15-year NBA veteran. Jason Ross. He's not. It's Doug Christie and Jason Ross on Sports 1140 KHTK.
Here we go. Final hour before the holiday is here. Thanksgiving coming your way tomorrow. We're off for a couple days, back on Monday. And remember, UC Davis basketball, college basketball underway. That comes your way here in a little over about an hour and 40 minutes or so. Speaking of that, in five on it, you're going to get some everything from Thanksgiving side dishes to what's going on with OKC, Diego Maradona, UC Davis basketball, and even what's going on with Northwestern football. We're all over the place. That's why we love five on it. It's time for five on it.
I got five on it. I got five. A look at the top five at five. A spin around the nation to hear five stories. Five people, five opinions. This is I Got Five on It.
All right, here we go. Let's start you out with some college football. Louis Vicaire, publisher, managing editor of Wildcat Report. How about Northwestern? Oh, number boy. Eight right now. Not quite to the top four, but what a start with, what, Michigan State, Minnesota, Illinois still to go. Louis, what are the outlook of a perfect shortened season for the Wildcats?
Yeah, I think everybody's thrilled here. These are uncharted waters for Northwestern. And I think what's important about that number eight ranking is that they control their own destiny pretty much. I mean, if they win those last three games, and then if they go into that Big Ten title game, they'll face Ohio State. They'll be the big underdog. But, you know, you play defense like they do, they have a chance, right? And that's all they need. So I think that's, it's all in front of them. They don't really need any help or anything like that. The future is in their own hands.
Louis, kind of take me into the mindset of the team, because to be honest with you, I seen the scores, and then all of a sudden last week I had to tune in because I'm thinking to myself, okay, are these guys real? And you could see, I agree with you, defensively they're popping off the screen. And what's the mindset of the team right now?
Well, right now, I mean, everybody's buzzing about this ranking and everything like that. But, they're in their cocoon there, and it's all about going 1-0 every week. I think they really compartmentalize things. And, you know, they're going to win games with defense, like you said. They're allowing 12.6 points per game. They've shut out four of their five opponents in the second half. You know, they've been a dominant defense, and they're taking the ball away, too. So that's how they're going to beat you. You know, they do just enough offensively. They're kind of efficient. They can't really run the ball, but Peyton Ramsey has done a pretty good job, the grad transfer from Indiana, controlling that offense. And that's how they beat you. It's nothing sexy. It's nothing fancy. They just get the job done.
Louis, this conference for the better part of a decade or more has been dominated by either Ohio State, names like Michigan, Michigan State, maybe Penn State. So now with Northwestern there, even what Indiana has done, is this more because of this year being weird? Or are we looking at Indiana, Northwestern, and some of these others being regulars in years going forward?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think part of it is it's a strange year. There's some weird things happening. But, Northwestern was in the Big Ten championship game 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, 2018, they won the West, and they lost to Ohio State in the title game. They had a team that won nine games that year. In 2017, they won 10 games. They won their last three bowls. You know, they've been pretty good now. I mean, people don't think about them all the time, but you look in the West, and you know Wisconsin's the big dog, and then you got Northwestern and Iowa, I think, are right there. You know, you have Minnesota popped up last year, but that West is, you know, it's a pretty good division for them, where I think it's winnable. If you win a couple games, a couple tight games, things break your way, you're in the hunt.
Louis, I know that you said week by week, and I agree with you, because the athlete, that mindset has to be that. When you look at the remaining three, is it Michigan State just name brand that gives you getting over that hump? Or as you mentioned last year with Minnesota popping up, what do you see in these last three games?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, you know, Northwestern can't take anybody for granted. You know, they're not a team that can just roll out on the field like an Ohio State and just have, you know, more talent than the other team, and they just beat them. You know, they can't do that. They have to execute at a high level. They've got to play a strong football game every week. They got to give them their A game. I think, you know, Minnesota showed some flashes to me last week. Illinois moved the ball. They got Brandon Peters back at quarterback, makes them a different team. So I think, you know, they're all dangerous games. Like I said, for Northwestern, they play a lot of tight games. It's going to be low scoring. It's going to be a street fight, and they've got a, you know, they can't make mistakes that that can blow a ball game for them.
All right, Louis, thank you so much. Good luck to Northwestern. We continue on Five on It. We go from college football to college basketball tonight. We're less than 2 hours from tip-off for the first game for the UC Davis Aggies, and the voice of the Aggies, Scott Marsh, joins us from Santa Clara. Scott, are you the only one in the building? Who's there with you?
It feels like it a little bit, Jay Bird. DC, how are you guys? But no, the two teams are playing right now. The first game, Santa Clara and Idaho State. The Aggies have the second game versus Nicholls State at 7 o'clock. We'll have that game. So both teams are spread out a la the Orlando bubble. You've got players on the floor. You have a few broadcasters in here, some staff, and that's about it. So I would say there maybe is 100 people total in the building. The Levy Center seats about 4,000. There might be 100.
Scott, have you called a game in this manner where there's really not anybody there? And if so, the weirdness scale or barometer for you is what?
I'm telling you, it's surreal, Doug. It really is surreal, and I have a mask on now. The protocol in Santa Clara County is you have to keep a mask on at all times, so that's going to be the real challenge to see how this works out for 2.5 hours tonight. But, yeah, it's weird. It's odd. I guess watching the NBA bubble and everything else there kind of helped a little bit because I kind of knew what to expect, and it really does feel like we're in Orlando right now. Mm.
Scott, the other part of a beginning a season is you just don't know what you have in a team. What is Jim Less putting out there this year for the Aggies?
You know, that's a great question. I got a chance to talk to Jim, and we'll have the coaches show before the game at 6:45 tonight. But, you know, not being able to go to practice, you know, they have the different tiers just like the NBA. So media is there, too. We're not welcome to come into practice and see anything. And the Aggies have 8 new guys. They do have some returners who I know, so I'll expect those guys. But in terms of some of the new guys, the transfers, they're going to look as new to me as they would to you, Jay. Mm.
Jim Less, as far as being able to get his hands on his players, get in practice, I know, for instance, Pepperdine, they have a game that I think they're playing right now as well. What has kind of the pseudo training camp slash practice schedule been for Less?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know West Coast Conference basketball. And of course, Santa Clara's in the West Coast Conference, too, so you know how good it is. You played in it. In terms of the Aggies and what they had to do in the preseason, Yolo County, for a long time, had a rule where nobody could get in groups larger than 5. So they had to do different practice sessions, like guards at 1 hour, forwards coming in later. They also had a rule where you couldn't practice with a ball for a while. So, I mean, they were walking through formations like you would, you know, in a pregame shoot-around, but they didn't actually have a basketball they could shoot or pass. So, obviously, it's been strange. It's been weird. It has gotten a little bit better in the last few weeks as the protocols have changed. And so I think they've gotten somewhat what would be back to a normal camp, per se, but obviously nothing's normal in 2020.
And final thing, Scott, tournament's tonight. It's Friday. It's Saturday. Is the same kind of testing need to be done every day to make sure these games still go on?
Yeah, my understanding is that the players have to be tested. They had to be tested yesterday before today's game. They have to be tested again tomorrow before Friday's game. Media and staff, a little different protocol. I had to fill out about a 10-page questionnaire, just making sure I met all the criteria and then met at the door, things like that. But for the players specifically, I do believe they have to test again, and they've already been tested prior to this game.
So after a game that goes on, so this is tournament style, win or lose, do they have to retest after? Do you have to test after before the next game? How does that protocol work?
Yeah, I believe part of their Thanksgiving will be getting tested for COVID-19 tomorrow. So, you know, that'll be a little bit of a downer for them for sure. But that's just the way things are right now. And, you know, most importantly, everybody wants to stay healthy and safe and make sure that they can get in as many games as they can here. So,
all right, we're about an hour and a half away from pregame. Scott, have a good call.
Yes, Scotty. Appreciate you.
Great talking to you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. The tournament action is underway. We've been watching games in here. They got to do it safely. And we'll see how these games go. All right, next up, certainly soccer world was struck with a tragedy today, Doug, on 5 on here. We're going to talk about Diego Maradona's death. But he, one of the most powerful and biggest names, he had been battling things here for a while. But I know we got some sound that we wanted to play leading into this. That right there was the play-by-play of Victor Hugo Morales of Diego Maradona, which is considered that was voted the goal of the century. Also, the same game he had the famous Hand of God goal. Yeah. But it's one of the legends of the sport. And unfortunately, like I said, Doug had been battling things lately and unfortunately passed away.
No doubt. God bless Maradona. It happens, but just an incredible, incredible talent that came on the scene as a meteorite and flew through and left us with absolute gems. But just for all of our Kings fans, what that actually is not Hugo. That is the Kings winning the championship and Doug Christie stepping all over Mark Jones because I'm going to lose my damn mind.
That would be okay then.
Did you hear the passion in
that? Oh, yeah. It sounded like he was out of breath, but passion for sure.
You know, when we played that, when we did the bracket and it got voted out immediately, it's not that you understand it or not. It's that you feel it.
Yeah.
And
you could just
he
tell.
Was a Diego Maradona was a special player that left us with special things that Hugo just I'd hear it every time.
When the play-by-play guy apologizes for crying midway through his call.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what it is.
That's how powerful.
So get ready.
Yes. Yeah.
I apologize in advance, Mark.
But again, more than acceptable. All right, let's continue 5 on it. Let's check in with Steve McGehee, who's a reporter for KWTV in Oklahoma City. There hasn't been a team that's been more active, but what is the overall makeup of the Thunder? Steve, do you have to get a new roster to figure out who all these players are and really the future players that are all going to be on the Thunder?
They're going to need name tags on the first day of tunnel camp because no one's going to know who it is. Even my daughter, who's a Thunder fan, she's in seventh grade. She asked me today, I'm like, I don't recognize this team, Dad. I don't know if I can root for them. But I go, honey, be patient. They'll be back, but just won't be this year or probably not next year either. So it's just interesting. It's a whirlwind. It started last week, 7 days ago. They traded Chris Paul to Phoenix, and let's see, they got Kelly Oubre and Ricky Rubio and Jalen McHugh, and they've already traded those three guys.
Mm-hmm.
That was, in 1 week time. They're just really busy right now. And it's a roster. I wouldn't even dare to put one together yet because I don't think they're done with the movement. Right now they have way too many guys on the team. So they have to do something and send some guys out.
Steve, it sounds in many ways because your daughter, I'm sure she's all in as a Thunder fan, but you kind of sound what I would anticipate Thunder fans sounding like is kind of we trust Sam Presti in the moves that he's going to make to put a team out here that we can cheer for at a really high level. Would I be smart by saying that?
Yeah, that'd be smart. And this is a good year maybe to do what they're doing because you're going to have minimal fans in the stands. And you hope to get all the games in this year. NCAA basketball is off to a rocky start already. So you wonder if the NBA is going to be able to play all their games this year. But with minimal fans, this is probably the best year to do what he's doing, kind of hitting the reset button and building with the draft. And, you know, he's got the trade exceptions and he's got a boatload of draft picks
starting, you know, in 2021, he can move up in the draft if he wants to. So he has all kinds of options. So you trust him. He's a very – he's got a genius, and he had a championship there year, team there a couple of years ago, but they just couldn't get past the Warriors. But he's a good guy. You just got to trust what the Philadelphia thing is, trust the process, I guess.
Yep. Steve, I know that the future really is in the draft picks, but of the young pieces that you think will be around, it seems like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's a piece of what they want to go forward. Who else maybe? Is it Bazley, Dort, Jallo? Like, who else do you think are foundation pieces going forward?
Definitely Lou Dort and Darius Bazley and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Probably Jallo is the longest tenured Thunder player right now. this is his third year on the team. And Alexei Pukaševski, don't ask me to say that again or spell it, but he's a first-round pick out of Serbia. Don't expect a lot from him this year. Still very raw, but they'd like the upside with him. So hopefully we'll play some this year. But they're counting on, as it looks like, a high draft pick in 2021. They also have two other picks to go along with that, possibly to move up as well. So Shai, Bazley, Dort, those are probably the big trio right now.
You say, Steve, that Westbrook, KD, Steven Adams, who was the toughest? Is it Westbrook for Oklahoma City fans to watch go?
That was tough, but I think a lot of fans probably recognized that when Paul George checked out. It's like, I don't know if Russ is going to want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
But Adams was a close second. Steven Adams had a lot of fans here in Oklahoma City. And so there's a lot of disappointment with him leaving. He was a fan favorite along with Russ. But it's been tough. Ever since KD left a few years ago, it's been, you know, Thunder faithful. You know, it's tough to see these guys move on, but that's the diff.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, Steve, thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving. That's four pieces of our Five on It. We got to close things out with a Thanksgiving theme here on Five on It. We were talking about turkey the other day, Doug, maybe being the, you know, it's an essential item for Thanksgiving, but possibly overrated. It's all about the sides. Well, Jay gave us a chart by state, the most popular side dishes per state, and our state, California.
Mm-hmm.
I like these, but number one, mashed potatoes?
Man,
I mean, they're good. There's nothing wrong with mashed potatoes.
There's the
but that's our representative.
I'm just saying, mashed potatoes. You got Nevada mashed potatoes, Washington mashed potatoes, and I guess Idaho, who produces all the potatoes, they're like, nah.
The state of the potato,
and they go with
green bean casserole,
which is good. But how are they not mashed potatoes? It just be potato.
Well, you know what?
Every day they're eating potatoes. They got to do something different for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, he's got a point there. You know what I do see, though?
All year round.
Right there in, like, the Tri-Cities of Washington, where Oregon, Idaho, and Washington meet, they got mashed potatoes, biscuits, and
oh, they're three different. Yeah.
So they all hook up together.
Yes.
And they figure we'll have a meal.
But as we start to move across the country, you get rolls, you see biscuits, gravy works its way in. Center part, Midwest, you cream corn.
Cream corn.
And corn as well.
How is cream corn the best side dish of the state?
I know. What else did we see that was an outlier? White gravy?
White gravy. Just turkey gravy, Hawaii.
What'd you say, Jason? You just pour it in your mouth, what'd you say?
Oh, no, they just strap it to the IV and just put it right in.
Follow the drip.
Louisiana, there we go, cornbread.
That's something I can work with.
I don't really consider those like sides, though.
What?
Cornbread or like a roll. That seems it's something that like just goes with it. It's like ketchup. It's like a condiment.
But it's a side. No, it's a side.
Like, oh, I need to make sure that rolls are on my plate. No, roll just comes on the plate. It just comes with it.
Well, our listeners, they agree right now. We all have a hard time understanding.
Yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, I do realize I probably need to move to where is this? South Carolina, North Carolina, Atlanta.
Talk about it.
Georgia, West Virginia.
Right, keep saying Atlanta,
yeah,
Georgia.
It's all
good.
We got you.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm throwing a little crab in that, just so you know.
Maryland mac and cheese, too.
Yeah.
Kansas and Iowa.
That can't be good.
Which crab, one? Mac and cheese?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I don't think it would.
I think
I'd have to like get a sample of it to see if I would like.
I think he's asking me to bring him some food.
Oh, okay.
He's laughing now.
Okay. I was getting ready to say that.
I think I'm going to have to try it to see if it works or not.
Crab and anything, pretty much.
Jay, you found this chart. What's going on in Maine? Side salad?
Yeah. I mean,
again, nothing wrong with side salad.
That's where Sadiddy comes in.
But we're talking Thanksgiving.
But number one representing your state?
Look.
Side salad?
No.
That's.
Anybody from Maine, hit us on the text line.
Side salad just comes.
Yourself.
Is it Maine, which is side salad? Kansas has cream corn. Mm. Iowa has corn, which is a given. And then.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire was cranberry sauce.
Oh, right. Oh, what happened there?
And then you have deviled eggs in Indiana.
Indiana.
That's interesting.
Love deviled eggs, but I don't. Again,
I'd never say no to a deviled egg.
Yeah, me neither.
Do you?
Yeah,
I
love.
I just carry poopery in my pocket when I'm around you.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'll eat a deviled egg here and there. I'm not bad with it. I like the egg white part of it. So
yeah,
that's,
not the filler.
I'm not a big yolk guy. I like egg whites.
What else is standing out here? I mean, the gravy one was funny to me as the number one thing.
And then Alaska has hash brown casserole. Never had that.
Interested in that.
That's just breakfast food.
I want to say that Kyle brought that in for a potluck one year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
I might have had that.
Hash brown casserole?
Who did that?
Just potatoes. Right?
No, that's just breakfast.
I asked you guys this a couple days ago. What makes something a casserole?
It's in a casserole dish.
I was going to say the dish it's in.
Yeah, pretty much, because it's in that Pyrex joint.
It's usually just a bunch of stuff thrown in together.
And then bake it.
Yeah.
That's called gumbo.
Yeah, but you bake it and put it in the dish. And the gumbo is more of a soup, kind of. Like, this is all together.
So, casserole is gumbo-ish.
It's thick gumbo.
Okay.
No, I don't
it's
like
not
that definition.
Soup? What are you talking about?
No, that's the whole point. That's what makes gumbo.
Stew is a casserole.
Well, it's not.
No,
I'm saying it's thick.
Casserole is thick, is what he's saying. Green bean casserole.
Never had it.
Sweet potato casserole. Give me some more casseroles. Come on.
Someone likes broccoli casserole. Who's that?
That's going to be a negative.
Yeah, that would be Kentucky.
Yeah, that's
like broccoli casserole.
No, I just come through Kentucky. I ain't talking about
poopery.
Here you go. In the United States, a casserole is typically a baked food with three main components: pieces of meat, such as chicken or ground meat, fish, tuna, right? A protein. Which is the protein, various chopped vegetables, and a starchy binder, such as flour, potato, or pasta. Sometimes they're also crunchy.
That's a damn good definition
right
there.
So three ingredients.
So you need a meat, a veggie, and then something that kind of brings it together of the potato or rice, a noodle.
So hold on, is... shrimp fried rice?
No, it's not a casserole.
If you put it in a dish like that,
You got rice,
but you don't bake it.
You got shrimp.
You don't bake shrimp fried rice.
Put a layer of cheese on the top. Something you can walk on top of is a casserole.
I think you're thinking of shrimp baked rice.
Is that a thing?
It is now.
You made it one.
Thank you. We even create things for you here, listeners. We got you covered.
Man.
I don't agree with this list. I just want you to know. Well, I don't see a pie anywhere on this list.
That's not a side. That's a dessert.
Yeah. What's funny is Chris pointed this out to me a couple of days ago.
I eat it like
meat. I looked at it a couple of times, and now, like on Twitter, it's been blowing up how people agreeing, disagreeing. You got Michigan green bean casserole. Like, what? I've never heard of that. And then the other thing that were interesting is some of the ones who weren't rolls. You see, Oregon went biscuits, and then, as Doug brought up, South Dakota went crescent rolls. They're just not rolled, they're crescent rolls.
Well, understand, there's a difference between a biscuit and a roll.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And a crescent roll is a special thing.
Crescent roll is good.
It is. I will say, you got your roll. Now, monkey bread?
Yeah, I feel like bread almost needs its own rankings.
Yes, I'm here for that. Cone bread being at the top.
Yeah, crossover question right there. Rate your three types of baked bread.
The one seed, but meanwhile, the 16. Sorry, Pumpernickel, you get out of here. Get out of here.
Pumpernickel is terrible.
Yeah, get out of here, Pumpernickel. Rye, I see you as well. All right, we're back with more after this on KHDK.
With gifts from eBay, you don't have to spend a lot to say a lot. Get a DeWalt drill set for dad that doesn't cost a lot, but still says, I love you a ton. For your all-star niece, Air Jordans that say, I can't wait to watch you take off at a price that isn't sky high. And for your rock star husband, a Bose soundbar that speaks volumes. For those who mean a lot, eBay has gifts that don't cost a lot.
Experience the magic of the holidays at Amy's Christmas Wonderland. Don't miss the dozens of specialty decorated theme trees, the amazing selection of ornaments, holiday decor, and pre-lit Christmas trees. And it's Traeger's best sale of the year. Amy's Outdoor Living, El Camino near Watt.
This is Sports 1140 KHDK.
Here on Sports 1140 KHTK, you never know what'll elicit response. I think we're kind of mad at these side dishes.
Yeah, because I don't think they're...
That's why they make them. They make them so you get ticked off and start talking about it.
Well, what would we have universally as a show been like, yeah, California is...
Mashed potatoes.
No.
Who does that?
I mean, again...
I say mac and cheese.
I'd have been happy with it. I mean, I'd like mashed potatoes.
I don't think that's a California thing.
You don't?
Mac and cheese?
I feel like it's very California.
No. I've only had it once when we got a
Really? In your life?
Not once, but once my...
Like for a holiday, you mean?
Huh?
For a holiday, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Katsuya.
Oh, Katsuya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
That's off the air conversation.
That's what you think the...
When the spirit moves me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you think the average California Thanksgiving has?
Let
me first say Katsuya in L.A.
Yeah.
You got to have Doug Christie chips to walk in.
Oh, is that a... I thought it was a dish. That's a place?
No, that's a restaurant.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah, see, that's a Mr. and Mrs. Doug, Mr. and Mrs. Doug and Jackie Christie place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good money.
That
right
we
there.
Drive by and go, wow, we can't get in there.
Yeah, you need to have a Tesla to get in.
Oh, well.
Well, I don't know how I got in. I'm trending towards one, though. A seafood soup, next level.
Okay, from this place?
Oh, boy. Huh.
It's like a who's place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm more of a what?
It's on, was it Vine in Hollywood? Vine and Sun?
No, Sunset? That's down. I went to Woodland Hills.
I'm more of a how now.
Brown cow.
Right.
What is, do you guys have anything that's abnormal, you would say, for your Thanksgiving tradition? Or standard? I mean, everybody's dishes could be slightly, hey, we implemented this or we do this. I mean, I don't know, anything different?
No.
I think we're pretty much, my family's spot on.
This is one of the first years, like turkey for me, I'm doing one, but it ain't.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I got a little Tom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd go without it.
Yeah,
I'm a ham.
Can we say that Big Turkey Corporation is the reason why we eat turkeys on Thanksgiving? Because no one really eats it. It
gets pushed. Yeah.
Who's having turkey in March?
Right. Have you ever, like, someone might have a turkey sandwich at some point during the year, but have you ever had turkey prepared any other time than Thanksgiving? Like, do you cook turkeys?
No.
Like
a full
Easter
turkey
or Christmas, like, whatever
holiday.
You know,
Christmas we have for many years. We would do another turkey. But I mostly cook turkey so
that
I can have sandwiches afterwards.
I mean, exactly. I don't even like – I like the turkey leftovers.
Okay.
I don't even like the turkey on the day.
There is a Rex Chapman again. He puts out Sarah Palin. Did you see that one?
No. I see
him. She's doing an interview.
Uh-huh.
And right behind her.
Oh, yeah, that's an old one.
You saw that?
The turkey getting butchered behind her.
Ah!
Oh, my goodness.
Hello. I was like,
whoa. Oh, that was years ago.
Yeah, it was. But I was just like, oh.
Still fitting now, I guess.
Let's not forget, I think, is kind of where it went. But
I think, as I sit here and think about it, I'm really trying to have a deep thought. I think my family's pretty,
traditional?
Guess, traditional. Yeah.
You eggnog people?
I love eggnog.
Eggnog?
Oh.
Yeah, I love eggnog.
I like eggnog.
You got to... A little something,
of course, man.
Yeah,
some of
come
that.
On.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was just
said how
I don't really
about
do
brown cow.
What's your
something in my water.
I don't really like
That's
it all that
a
much.
Problem.
I think I'm good for like half a glass every 2 years.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I can.
It's a special
my
taste.
Whistle. It kind of really isn't my thing.
I'd rather just have the whiskey.
Eggnog? What?
Yeah. I'm just. Give me an IV of red wine. I'm good. I'm just over in the corner chilling.
Yeah, you're like the French. It's red wine for every meal.
Absolutely.
Give it to the children.
They'd be like, oh, you know, this tastes good with that. I'm like, not really. That just tastes good. What's your drink?
I don't really.
7 and 7.
No, I don't really have one.
I've seen Jason pounding them.
Jack and Coke?
Sure.
You kind of, you see?
But I don't.
Okay. Jay?
Buttermilk.
Yeah. Wow.
I just like saying it, really, to be honest with you, Buttermilk.
I guess the probably the go-to right now is, I'm straight. I like my stuff straight, so I'm like a Douce guy. You know, okay. I'm a cognac guy, so right. Crown Royal.
Not like that brown. Apple
or, yeah, you know, Douce. I'm old enough to be over the Hennessy move now. You know, I take it because it comes.
I'm just starting.
Yeah, that boy.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. CV?
I'm a bourbon guy.
Yeah, he's a...
Really like it.
I don't know if it strikes me as a bourbon man, but I could...
You could find something that you like. If you're looking for a bourbon, check out Rocco Wine and Spirits. You can also check them out at roccospirits.com. In West Sacramento. Wow.
That a boy.
Hey, whatever they give you, I want half.
That a boy.
Hopefully it's bourbon.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Do you guys drink on Thanksgiving? Like, I'm not. I'm a very social drinker, but I'm not.
Yeah, that's not only that, but, like, are there, like, family drinks that you guys have? Like, that's with uncle, whatever's coming over, aunt, like, this is what they always make. We don't have that in our family.
Nah.
A special
My
drink.
My wife does her cognac.
Get that Martinelli's, man.
Yeah, that's okay. That's kind of it. I mean, when I'm texting you guys after 7.
And the texts don't quite make enough sense?
Absolutely. You boy, when I play dominoes and you guys are like, why the hell did he do that? And I'm
you
like,
got the Sylvester the Cat slur.
Damn.
You just missed 15 points the way you played that, but okay.
Really?
When my family can get together for Thanksgiving, unfortunately we're not doing it this year, a lot of Ubers to the
smart house.
There you go.
So that's a drinking house.
Yes.
There's like only 2 cars parked out front.
No one's here.
There's 20 of us inside.
Yeah, they're all here.
Attaboy.
The gang is all here.
Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting. Man.
Actually, that's changed now because some of the kids are now 16.
Oh, okay.
A free designated driver.
For now. For now. Until they really get into the family.
Is there a tradition of anything you guys watch besides football? I know we're all sports here, but is there anything on top of like your family watches? Or is it just football? Sports?
Mainly that, it seems like.
We're more Christmas.
Yes.
My wife, she's like Peanuts, Charlie Brown Christmas.
Okay.
Got
out of Home Alone. I'm a Grinch guy. Love Grinch. Come on now. Stop playing.
I'm like, yeah, you guys go ahead.
Oh, I know another one. It's football related, but usually... tomorrow? Southern and Grambling, like the Battle of the Bands.
Oh, yeah. You know what time it is.
That was a big, watch the Battle of the Bands.
Classic, baby.
Yeah, Bayou Classic.
Yeah.
But that's obviously not going on this year.
No, none of the classics are going on.
Yeah. Man.
When they used to show European soccer on TV instead of on your app, what was always great was the Europa League, which is basically the Champions League NIT match. You get like an English team versus a team from like Azerbaijan.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you? You guys
always watch the Bayou.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever attended the Bayou Classic?
I'm not.
Man, look.
No.
Bucket list.
Yeah.
For sure.
That.
Has anyone attended any classic?
California.
Gotcha.
No, I don't think so. That's
kind of
Jimmy
Fredette version? Or
It goes with Carabana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you. So you've been to Carabana a time or two.
No. I went once.
It's like that restaurant.
Let me tell you.
Exclusive company.
You know, you should go. let me just, do you trust me?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
They say it's a heck of a event. A
lot of fun.
Okay.
Good food.
Yeah.
If you like Caribbean food.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah, I'm on.
Oh, man. What I've missed, I haven't had in a while, but they used to have a truck in Oakland. They used to have a Cuban food truck that was amazing. Now I'm getting mad about COVID.
Sounds like a lot of pork.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
I don't do the swine.
Okay.
Don't dig on swine.
I'll let you have all that, Jason.
I'm fine with that. Doctored up, right?
I'm gonna follow your cab.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't get that bacon up right now.
All right, we'll break here. We'll come back. We still have the crossover to get to. Again, another reminder: UC Davis basketball coming your way at 6:45 as we close things out next here on KHDK.
It's been a long week. The weekend is almost here. So let's end on a feel good. Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Tell me this.
Yeah, we got some tell me something good coming your way. I want to read a couple of texts, though. This is good because this is funny. I like funny.
Uh-oh.
Text line, you guys are always great.
Careful.
Mostly great.
Okay.
But this is good. This is a fun visual. I'm reading it like I feel like they're sending it in. Green bean casserole is the worst. I cannot stand it. If DC offered his Raptor front row seats to Kings games and Jason's paycheck only if I eat one spoonful, I would turn it down.
Damn. Like that?
I like green bean casserole.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm not down. I eat green beans.
Yeah. Green beans are good.
The binder? I guess I'm not down with the binder.
Yeah, I don't even remember what the binder. I don't. It's not a family thing. We don't really eat it.
And then isn't there crunchy onions on top or something?
Yeah.
But see, the crunchy don't stay crunchy. It's like cereal and milk. It starts getting soggy.
Well, that's if you. Yeah, you got to eat it on the day of or after it's been prepared. You can't. That's not a. Hey, let's eat it on Friday.
I pass over that. I agree with you.
Yeah, that should be a disqualification for Thanksgiving then. If you can't eat it the next day,
right? Because some of the food is better as it's been.
It's got a lasagna-esque to it. I got you.
Never had it.
Yeah.
I haven't either. I'm not.
Never
it just doesn't look.
Casserole. I've never had it.
I just walked
None
by.
None of you have ever had it?
No. I don't really like, because it's usually with canned green beans, right?
Probably. Honestly, my family doesn't make it, but when I've had it, I've liked it. I don't know the last time I had it.
Green beans.
Yeah.
Your wife's making it right
now.
I need
it fresh.
Yeah, she's not making that. Let's see. Another one we asked, like traditions, or Jay, you brought that up. Someone in the 916 says, always a Western for us on Thanksgiving. This year, the man who shot Liberty Valance.
Okay.
Have a great holiday.
Liberty
safe.
Valance.
I like that.
So if that's a family tradition, that's cool. Yeah. I like family traditions like that.
Good, bad,
and
ugly.
Yeah, get the family and sit around and watch Western.
Stop talking about Doug's
Cowboy
Christmas.
Indian?
Yeah.
I'm with that.
Yeah.
Whoa! What he said my name. What are you talking about, man?
I don't, and he's laughing.
He was talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh,
yeah, the movie.
The movie.
Oh, the movie. Got it.
Just imagine.
Five more minutes, Doug.
Just imagine what you can do with that thing right there. Yeah. There's a lot you can do. You can give him a thumbs up.
I shouldn't have told you that Kenya Martin
number
story.
One. Wave at him. Jazz hands.
There we go again. I'll say one thing for
what was
me.
What's the name of the movie?
The man who shot Liberty Valance.
Liberty Valance.
Okay.
So put that in your to watch list.
I like that. That's a tradition.
I
need to start a tradition with like my immediate family.
You need to find a tradition unlike any other.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, tradition boy. Like any other.
Yes. I'll say this. I'm thankful that for the show, I was telling Doug in the last break, like, I have so much fun. This is fun. You guys are fun. Yeah. Hopefully the audience is enjoying it. I love the interaction with them. It's been a lot of fun so far. We got more good stuff to come.
Yeah, I do too. I have a blast, except for Chris.
There's always something.
There's a rash thing kind of about Chris.
Yeah. Keep showing
goodness.
Up.
Hey, issues. It keeps showing up.
I will say
dissipates,
this.
Dissipates, then it comes back. There's cream for him.
I will say I make enough good things happen around you to where it's like, okay, he's not that bad.
You know what?
I'm just on the edge.
I would agree. Whenever I come in and I know it's Jamaican Thursday, I'm like, yeah, then donuts were here. Yeah, but then he turns his microphone off and takes me back to
all
zero.
All the goodwill.
Wishing everybody
calamine lotion
during this time. It's Thanksgiving. It's family. It's health. It's all of those things. I'm truly, truly thankful for and thankful for this community and all that they do and have done for me. So shout out to everybody in Sacktown. I hope that you're having a very, very happy Thanksgiving.
Yep. Chris, you can take us down.
I don't. Yeah, of course he is.
That's
when it starts that way. You know.
It's cool to see people, like, it's awful that Diego Maradona died.
Yeah.
But it's cool to see people get to hear the stories and see everything that he did. I don't think people around the United States really appreciate, because he could be considered the greatest athlete in the world. And what he did at the 86 World Cup, putting an entire team on his back and then them playing England when they're literally at war with them, that's like, how have they not made a movie about that? That's absolutely
epic.
Insane. So,
no doubt.
I'm glad that people get to learn about him.
Greatest, man. Chris gives me concepts. He gives me thoughts. He gives me beliefs, all these different things. And he told me Maradona is, he was like, I got it today. And we've had this conversation a few times. He's like, he's Jordan, Prince, and Dennis Rodman all rolled into one for Argentina.
They are one person.
Yeah.
If they're one person, that's who he'd be.
Wow.
That's a heck of a life.
Good God almighty.
Yeah. For me, I'll throw one out there. Rams cornerback Jalen Ramsey purchased $20,000 in Vaughn grocery gift cards that were distributed at a turkey giveaway in South L.A. in Inglewood yesterday. So shouts out to Jalen. And on top of that, he has a Ramsey's Reach, a foundation by Jalen Ramsey, his father, who's a fire chief, Lamont, and his brother, who's a firefighter, Jamal. They partner with Blaze Mentoring in Nashville, where they come from, where they live. Donated $50 gift cards to the Metro Nashville Public High School students for Thanksgiving.
That's cool.
So there's tons and tons of stories like that. I just pinpointed Jalen because I know him and he's a good dude. A lot of times he doesn't get the best rap on the field, but off the field he's a good dude.
When it comes to
many different things. So
also our guy Marshawn.
Many people can argue that, but same thing with all you guys. I'm a very thankful man of health, especially here in 2020. Hope that everybody stays safe. I know there's some parameters that we have to live by, so to say. And if you do get with your family, man, hey, look, enjoy your family. If nothing else this year, enjoy your family. However you do it, however you see fit, stay safe, stay healthy.
Yeah.
You know, if you're still trying to get that PS5, you still got a shot Friday. You got a shot coming up in about 5 minutes on Walmart.
Jay's keeping track.
Did you know that? Four minutes and 40 seconds.
Luckily blessed to secure one for my guy over GameStop coming up on Friday. But
nice.
I know there's a lot of people looking for him, so.
Cool. We can squeeze in. I know it's a quick question from the crossover, Chris, if you have that ready, because it was a brief one that we can answer here quickly from the morning show.
No. What's happening on the Carmichael Dave Show? Let's find out right now with the crossover. Here's today's crossover.
Crossover question for Jason and Doug. Very simple. Meal only, not tradition. Meal only. Better dinner. Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner?
I think this goes down to what is your tradition, right?
Yeah.
To me, I feel like Thanksgiving is built around food, so I say Thanksgiving.
I would agree with you, and our Thanksgiving and Christmas is about the same.
My ours is similar too, but I think just based on that's like it's generated around food.
Yeah,
it's Thanksgiving to me.
Pie.
Mine's Christmas.
Yours is Christmas?
Yeah.
Of course it is.
We have tamales on Christmas.
Mike off.
Oh, tamales. Okay, that's fine.
Okay,
I like that.
I got it.
And he'll bring them in for us, I hope. He does. He has in the past.
DC I'll doesn't dig on swine. Please.
Oh, yeah. All right, that's it for us. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. We're back on Monday. UC Davis basketball coming your way in about 45 minutes right here on KHDK. So-